we go. Okay, fine. So maybe what we'll do is, we haven't had shiur for 2 weeks. We'll start Perek Dalet again, maybe. That's Menucha. We dealt with Kabbalah Shabbos. You've been keeping up at all? Anyway, they're
sure,
two separate.
I definitely have.
Okay, I'm just saying, anyway, Kabbalah Shabbos, which we did while you were away, is anyway, anyway, not connected directly to this. We can do this independently. So I'm going to start Perek Dalet again. I got an email from Shmuel. He said he may join us, but he's not here, so let's go. Okay, so he says like this, Perek Dalet, Echad miyasoidus ha-Shabbos hi inyan, bo Shabbos bo menucha. If you know that Shabbos, big part of Shabbos is menucha. So we have to understand what exactly is this thing called menucha in relation to Shabbos. The normal understanding of menucha, and it's very deeply ingrained in us, it's very hard to change this, is that after hard work, a person needs to rest. Menucha is that which comes after toil. Nimtza, she'ein lanu menucha toichen mugdol la'atzmoy. If a menucha doesn't have an essence of its own, ela'eichi amotza la'amshich ba'devoysa. It's just the heichi timtza that you can carry on working. The menucha doesn't really have a toilus in and of itself. All it represents is, if you want to carry on working, you have to rest. That's the way the world's built. I'm not menuchas tfilis ata echot. Then Mincha and Shabbos, Mashma Shem Menucha Einu Rak Hefsek BeOmel UMelocha. It's Mashma that Menucha is just not a break from toil and work. Eli Inyan Sheyesh BeMahus VeToichet has its own inner reality, has its own purpose. Shekanan Mevakshin Menuchas Ave UNedava. Menuchas Emes VeEmunah, Menuchas Shalom VeShalva VeHeshket VeVetach. There's all these different adjectives attached to the word menucha in the tefillah. Ahava, medova, emes, imuna, shalom, shalva, sheket, betach. Appellations to this word menucha. Menucha is you go to bed because you need to rest. What's menucha's ahava? Well, what's ahava going to do with it? Harish desor adoris shalmailas shoynes be menucha. You see, there's these different levels, these different dagas, these different aspects of menucha. Im yesh menucha emes, min astam yesh gam menucha sheket. We're asking for menuchas emes. That means we don't want what's called menucha sheket. There's a thing called menucha sheket. Umayim ken menucha sheket. What is it? Ve'eichi menuchas ave unedove klape menuchas sine ve'kilois. There's a menuchas ave, there's a menucha sine. Ma keshe, it doesn't seem to have any reality. And if so, what are all these different descriptions and what are we talking about? Why is Shabbos called Yom HaMenucha? Every day has its parts of Menucha. We spend a big chunk of our life sleeping. What do you have now time for? In order to sleep, to recuperate, to restore the body, to get ready for tomorrow. So what's different on Shabbos? Shabbos also, you had a long, hard week, so you rest, so you can get ready for the next week. We'll see that's not the case. And it's a very difficult avoider, a very difficult story to deal with, very deeply in bulk. So what's special about Menucha Shabbos? Ayim ne'ema she Menucha Shabbos hi rak b'mik. Maybe you'll say that the menucha of Shabbos is just it's a mikra. Since you're not allowed to do anything on Shabbos, as mamela, you rest. Nothing to do. You can't run around and then dray around like you do the whole week. You kind of your hands are tired. There's nothing to do, so you rest. Seems not like that. Seems menucha has its own special place in Shabbos. And it has some relationship to the whole content of what Kedusha Shabbos is. Moed kashi yoisim yizeh, ma'e kino ha-menucha klapeh ma'ela. Shabbos has something to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we've proved at length in the Sefer. As what's Menucha got to do with Hashem? Hashem lo yayif lo yageir. Hashem doesn't get tired. He doesn't toil. Hashem doesn't have a problem. He doesn't need rest. V'kar kovza mabit b'sefer beis Elokim yesod godol b'zeh. The mabit says like this. Davol gav the kolin yonim. Shekzuvim etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem in yonim. Amisyachsim la'anshe oilom. Hem kulom aderech ha'ashele v'amoshu. Everything that we write, the Torah writes about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that relate to us, they're all via questions and mesholim. Nikol malka mishtamshim rak b'mesholim hamoirim al maile v'gedoyla v'lo marim al chesorim. A very important yesodia the Mabit brings down. All the mesholim that we use when we're relating to the Boi Roilom are only milers. They never chesroinus. We never use mesholim b'rakosh b'ochu as a chesorim. We call Hashem kel rochum. Below kel achzo chas v'chelila. We don't relate to Hashem as a cruel, no, only positive appellations. Well, afal pisha ba'ilam, yesh rachmanut v'yesh achzorios. In the world, there's rachamim and there's cruelty, there's achzorios. V'akol mimeni is barach, and it all comes from Hashem. V'hu mitzidos barach l'mane mekol midah v'tvisa. He himself is above all those midahs. Mekol moka, mishtamshim rak b'kinuim ha'mesholim. We're going to talk in Divrei Bnei Adam. We're going to speak in the language we can understand. We're going to use kinui mesholim. We're only going to use positives. There's no negative mesholim when we're talking about Hashem. Why are you resting? Because you're tired. You worked and you had a very hard day, so you need to rest. So menucha has a negative connotation to it. So chesaron. Vayim ken moshul amenucha kosov etzel boi roi lomim shebora kol abriya bois kila. But Hashem created the whole world without even blinking an eyelid, and he never gets tired. So what's the moshul of menucha v'akodesh baruch hu? It has to be a positive thing, not a negative thing. So it can't be something that's coming off the back of a chesaron, because by him there's no chesroinus. So what is this thing called menucha? Everybody says, oh, bo Shabbos bo menucha. What does he mean? Oh, yeah, bo Hashem, I'm going to sleep. I had a hard week. I had a stressful week. Now I can go rest. There's a problem with that. We don't understand what menucha means in relation to Shabbos. For sure, menucha in relation to what we talk about at night, even the nighttime menucha is not necessarily purely to recuperate from the day. It's more to mechin for tomorrow. That's why the Jewish day starts at night. The night time is not the end of the day where you just get to chill out after a hard day. It's a hachana for tomorrow. That's what starts at night. So even there, it has more of a mashmois than the normal understanding. But on Shabbos, there's no way to understand it any other way. Okay. V'nivah koidem, mahu inyan hamanucha b'teva oil. First of all, let's try and understand what is menucha in the way of the world. You know, Adam or Eved, kasha, person works hard. Teve adova shumitayev, but tzarech lenoch, the way of the natural way of things, he gets tired, he needs to rest. Umayya siba tivis leze, what's the natural cause of this? You know, in b'sher shametzius, shemakov asher shakol chai hu aruchniyetz. Don't understand what the depth of this is. The source and root of everything is ruchnius. We know that. There's nothing in this physical world that has its own physical source. Everything in the world has a ruchnius deeper source. A piece of grass that you trample on has its malach, has a spiritual force telling it to grow. Vim came a mele hu shea gashmius, shea hefech haruchnius. Gashmius is the opposite of ruchnius. The more gashmi you get, the further you get from the source of life. The more spiritual you are, the closer you are to the source of life. So gashmi in and of itself is marachik from the source of life. Somebody who toils and works in gashmi's dikavoida. When he toils and invests in gashmias, he loses his natural koichas. He gets tired. because he's not plugged into the source of where his life force is. He's distanced himself from the source of his life. So then he rests. How does that work now? He stops his gashmis. Now his neshama goes up. When he sleeps, his neshama goes up to the source of life, goes back to the boira olam. V'yado afkid ruchi. He's now plugged back into the source of life, and he gets new koiches. He wakes up in the morning fresh. Yeah, there's a lot to be said here in the physical world, understanding things. Although that's the tamtz is the core of it. Your life force and energy comes from your ruchnius. That you have to sleep. The person can't go without 3 days without sleep because he'll just disconnect. We see the great Gedolim slept very little. The Goyim survived on 1 hour a day of sleep. The Kotzker, they were so plugged into Ruchnias that they didn't get as tired. The word Ayef is also connected to what's called the Mais Aveira. Esav ki ayefa noichi. Esav says ayefa noichi. Who cares if he was tired or not? So go shlofen. Esav was tired. So go sleep. What do you have to write it in the Torah for? No, it's telling us something. V'chein tzomon l'mayim nikra ayefut. Thirst. A person's thirsty for water. That's also called ayefut. V'chein chul shegufnis. Kulam sham shem echad lahim shekulam inin echad. Body weakness. That's all one thing. And it's all one in you. Ayafut ha'amitis hi ma'is aver rachma b'litzlam. Genuine ayafut, what Esav's talking about, hi ayaf anoichi et aver rachma b'litzlam. Sheze mamash nituk mimakor v'sher yisodom. That's a complete disconnect from the source and the root of a person. V'chein tzomon l'mayim, person's parched for water. When a person's lacking water, it's a source of life. That water, you can't survive. If he's lacking water, in the Torah language, that's called ayefut. All physical toil. By the nature of it, is a distancing from the ruchnias, and it brings with it weakness and tiredness. Menuch is that which brings you back to the source of your life. Starting to get a sense now where this is going with Shabbos. Shabbos is Shavos. Shabbos is returning. It's going back. Shabbos Yom Tshuva. Shabbos, you're going back. Where are you going back? To the source of your life. How's that? What is that? That's called Menuch. We'll see how that applies to Shabbos. Did you see where he's going with this? Okay. So now, that's the concept of manuche in the physical natural world. So have you got rid of the chesaron in the marshal? The 6 days of Kosh Baruch Hu's Oisek in building the Oilam Agashmi. Ukeilu keviyochel idrachik me'Oisek alamoy, she's barach sheichen sham. So keviyochel, in the marshal of the marshal, he's marachik from where he dwells, from his higher world. Kinyan hamashpili lirois b'shemayim varetz. Hashem lowers himself down into our world. It means he kaviyachol distances himself from his source, from where he his place. She's askus bebriya shemaim va'aretz yetzir kaviyachol Hashem isbarach chutz lemechitzes kedushos isbarach. On pam, we don't know what these words mean, but we're just going to say them. I'm trying to get a bit of a grip on this. Ma'od adin das loshon. Hashem's being oisek in briyas. Is a coming out kviyochol from him, from his place, from his ein oid, his ein sof baruchu. Kviyochol is ayef. So kviyochol, he gets ayef. Not the way we understand it, but in the new understanding, that he's merachek from his source. V'dayim alamashu is baruch kviyochol mitayef. Michata Yisrael, Kriksiv, Chadashchem, Umadeichem, Sinanav Shoy, Hoyu Alai, the Torah, Nal Sinoso. You know, he's quoting from here. So Loshon of Hashem gets weary from our sins. You know, we're just quoting from here. Chodsheichem u'moadeichem sina nafshi, your months and your festivals, sina nafshi, hateful to my neshama, hayu ala l'toich and al sinosa. I don't know what he means. Be that as it may, ma'aseh shemayim ha'aretz shu'eisek chol kaviyochol, creating the physical world, which is od pam kaviyochol, some kind of eisek chol, v'moshul shel kveidois klapei ma'ila, and some kind of, there's a heaviness there. Now Hashem comes to Shabbos. He goes back now to his original. What we're saying here is very dangerous because he never went away from anywhere. He's not going back to anywhere. He is Ein Sof Baruch Hu, Ein Oid Milvada. There's nothing. But in the sense of my Sabrashis, in the world of the Tzimtzum, we see there are different, the Torah allows us to use different types of names and descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He in his essence never changes, nothing ever changes there, but somehow he had to leave that in order to create the world, and now on Shabbos he goes back to that. Whatever this means. That's the Musag of on Yom HaShvi, Hashem is Yale, Yoshev al Kisek Kvoidu. He goes back to his, there's nothing other than him. This day of Menucha and Kedusha he gave to us. When Shabbos comes, a Jew disconnects himself from the Oilam Magash Milagamre. The Gamre, that's the avoider. The law of Poshet is avoider. Because you have to be immersed in the not a Yom Kippur. Every Shabbos should look like Yom Kippur. We should have Yom Kippur every 7 days. No, Hashem says, go eat and drink and tainug and enjoy and sleep and gewaldig. But how you going to take it from this? It's not a, it's a voida. You're going to take from the Gashmias. But mainly you're back in the Mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Olam of Kedusha. And of course, that also gives new koiches going forward. That's why Shabbos is the makor of the bracha going forward. You plug back in there. Now you've recharged and you're ready to go weiter in ruchnis. Here, kreivus l'shoresh achaim. It's going back to the source of life. Mezuma husa manucha. That's the essence of manucha. The essence of manucha is tshuva. Umakabo chaim chadosh and betzerech ma'ase sheishes yamim ad l'shabbos habo. You get new koiches to keep him going till the next Shabbos. But that's Mamash Tshuva. What's happening on Shabbos is going back to reality. 6 days you work in a world where you can be fooled into thinking you're actually doing something. You can even think, Chalila, there's no Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're Isaac in the Gashmis, you're getting further and further away from reality. Shabbos, you stop doing all of that and you realize, hey, 1 second, I don't belong here. So Lama's there, that's not my place. And I go back to the source of things, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's why Shabbos is Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Menucha. Because I'm plugged back.
We can say that physical sleep renews us physically. I mean, sleep during the week renews us physically, and Shabbos rest renews us spiritually.
Correct, because you're plugging back into the source. It works the same way. When you're sleeping, and Hashem goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get plugged back into the source that you were distanced from. That's what makes you tired on Shabbos as well. You stop doing everything you're doing. What's left? You and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have to do tshuva before you go to sleep, because sleep's also a form of tshuva. Sleep's also a type of tshuva. Not repentance. Tshuva means going back to the source, getting back to reality. You forgot where you came from. Go home. That's what it does. That's exactly what it does. Okay, so we have to pick this up, and Hashem will deal with this more next week. There's a lot more to be said here, but at least we have more of an idea of what we're supposed to do on Shabbos.
I appreciate it, Rabbi.
I appreciate it as well. It's been very hard, Shabbos. The last 2 weeks was impossible, but that wasn't Shaykh. It wasn't Bichlal Shaykh. I wouldn't have been ready for Shabbos in no ways. I mean, I'm still in post-traumatic stress syndrome from last year of Shabbos.
How far is Rebbe from the previous place?
Not far at all. Not far at all. 300 meters. That was the problem. It had been another city. We just got movers.
I hear.
But when it's across the road, you